Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The shortstop, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The left fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Richie Sheinbloom. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Williams. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Williams. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virals fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fosse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a line drive towards first. Cash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northrup for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. 1 out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick bunts towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Fuller covering, for the out. Freehan moves to second. 2 outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first, with Williams covering, for the out. Kaline moves to second. 2 outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Peterson. Horton reaches second base with a double. Kaline scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Cardenal moves to second. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardenal moves to third. Brown moves to second. Chuck Hinton pinch runs for Cap Peterson. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Horton reaches second base with a double. Cardenal scores. Brown scores. Hinton moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-1 in the game. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to home to get Hinton. Horton moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Zoilo Vierals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vierals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vierals hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Freehan is hit by the pitch. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freehan moves to third. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-0 in the game. Lolick strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freehan scores. Wirt moves to third. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller strikes out. One out. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Williams covering, for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Jack Hamilton now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Shine Bloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-1 in the game. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamilton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Hinton moves to second. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-2 in the game. Fosse hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis pinch hits for Richie Sheinbloom. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to home to get Brown. Hinton moves to third. Horton moves to second. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verhals is hit by the pitch. Hinton scores. Horton moves to third. Alvis moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. Joe Askew pinch hits for Vern Fuller. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Max Alvis now playing third base. Zoilo Verhals now playing second base. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley bunts towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Verhals covering, for the out. McAuliffe moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Horton hits a line drive into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Nelson pinch hits for Jack Hamilton. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Brown goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 4, Indians, 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Horton is walked intentionally. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-3 in the game. Fosse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Vicente Romo now pitching. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Freehan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Verhals strikes out. 2 outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vicente Romo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown pinch hits for Mickey Lolick. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley bunts towards first. Horton fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Romo drops the ball. Brown scores. McAuliffe moves to third. It's 5-4, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 4 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McAuliffe tags and scores. Stanley tags and moves to second. One out. It's 6-4, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Horton hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 4 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Dobson now pitching. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-6, Tigers. Mike Kilkenny now pitching. Duke Sims pinch hits for Ray Fossey. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Don McMahon now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.